In order to turn your audience into a community, you have to give them the space for it. And that's exactly what we're talking about in this episode. You're listening to the Street Cred Podcast, the show laser focused on helping streetwear brands turn their audience into a community. I'm Elijah Delport. In the past two episodes, and now this episode too, we've been speaking about exactly the structure that I'm using to help streetwear brands turn their audience into a community, and how you can too, all by yourself. So we've already spoken about how to plan your community. It's about actually finding a big idea, some sort of ideology, culture, lifestyle behind your brand that you're going to construct your community around, because you can't create a community around a product. You can, however, around an idea. Once you plan your community and have the big idea behind it, you need to attract the initial members to it. And that's by creating content all about that big idea, right? So for example, if it's about getting outdoors, you're creating entertainment, inspiration, education, all about what it means to get outside. And in this way, you're driving traffic around this idea, people who are interested in this whole concept of getting outdoors and who might become part of your community. At the moment, however, they're still just an audience. And I defined the difference between audience and community in the previous episode. And it's very simply this. We can all be watching the same thing. And in this case, we're an audience. But we only become a community when there is links between the people, the individuals who are watching. So for example, with the Olympics, we've just had the Olympics recently. If you've watched the Olympics and I've watched the Olympics, we're both a collective audience of the same thing, because we're both watching the Olympics. But it's not until we start engaging together, connecting with each other over this shared piece of media or whatever it is, that it's not until the audience starts connecting with each other that we actually become a community. And so here's the truth. The social media platforms, as it stands, don't really make way for much community. I think TikTok's the worst at it, right? It's the most isolated social media. And then there's YouTube. And then I think the best we have in terms of social media is Instagram, right? Because Instagram, you have more of an ability to share. There's more of a focus on direct messages. And they even have the channels feature now, that if you're a creator, you have more than 10,000 followers, you can create a channel and it's like a group chat, but a mass version. But even so, we're still all isolated individuals watching some piece of content. And so for this reason, it doesn't really allow you to facilitate a community very well. It doesn't give you the tools to facilitate a space where the audience can interact with other audience members. And so that's where I bring, this is a really unique part of this community building structure. And it's where you as a brand actually go out and choose a community building platform. Let me give you some examples. There's Discord, there is School, and there's some of the big ones at the moment. There's even Facebook groups, right? Now it's all gonna depend on what your niche is, what your big idea is, what your demographic is, as for which one you choose. But I think that choosing these community platforms and redirecting all your traffic from Instagram, from TikTok, and say, hey, like, I'm glad you found us on Instagram, but now go and join our community. This is fantastic, because what you're going to have is a number of people that come in and they start connecting with each other. And that is something that's unique to it. Now, there's not many brands doing this at the moment, but one I do know that is for a fact is Culture Kings. Culture Kings has a Discord server, and they're a retailer. They started in Australia, and now they're worldwide. And Culture Kings has this Discord server where you can not only see their clothing and their releases, but you can talk about fashion. You can talk about sneakers, right? Because that's what Culture Kings is all about. They're all about, you know, fashion. They're a retailer at the end of the day. So this is the best example I've got of a brand already doing this well. And what I encourage you to do is actually search Culture Kings Discord and find the community that they've created and hop onto it, see what they're doing. Here's the thing. Here's the suggestion, the change suggestion that I would make. Don't make it about fashion. Don't make it for fashion people, because the whole idea is that you're building a community around your big idea that's not to do with your clothing product, but rather about the lifestyle, the identity behind your brand. Because you want people to buy into the brand before they buy into the product. And in this way, your community should be focused on that idea as well. For example, if you are a brand like Smile, right? Smile is a brand, they're pretty big. They've got nearly 400,000 followers on Instagram, and they're all about mental health. And they post encouragements, you know, like say stuff like, oh, I'm proud of you. They say stuff like, here's some tips to better your mental health. Like, this is the kind of content that they produce. So they're finding their members to their community by creating the traffic, creating the content that those type of people want to see. Now, if I were them, what I would do is I would create a community then around mental health, right, where people gather and we talk about mental health, and we have different channels that are where people share their own mental health journeys, or where people can share, say, I've had a bad day, and people can share encouragements. Like, this is the kind of thing that is happening inside the community. And just coming back to why we build community in the first place, what we're doing is we're turning customers into fans. Fans is F-A-N. F is for faithful. Right, so they turn down other options even if they're logically better. They buy into your brand because of emotion. A is advocates, right? They're walking, talking billboards. They're word of mouth marketing for your brand. And N is nurtured. They stay and buy and buy and buy again. They're repeat customers. On that last point, nurtured, you can nurture a customer, but also your audience can help nurture the audience itself. I want to tell you a story that a friend of mine, George, from the brand Push Pull, shared on my podcast. You can listen to the full episode. It's less than an hour. And it was a fantastic episode. He's done a fantastic job at building a community behind his brand. And he was telling me the story about these two people, these two girls that were waiting in line at one of their pop-up events. And they made quick friends. They made quick friends, and I think, you know, that short time that they spent in the line, you know, maybe it was hours, but that short time they spent in the line together, they found such a connection, not only over the product and a common liking to the product, but also to the brand itself. And they're still friends to this day. And that was maybe a number of years ago even. And they're people that are still connected to the brand together. And so the lesson in this is that if your audience makes friends with other people inside the audience, they've got more reasons than one to stay with your brand. It's like a gym membership. If you go by yourself, right, you've only got yourself to hold you accountable. But if you make a friend in the gym, now you've got another reason on top of just your fitness to keep going and keep retaining that membership. And the gym makes more money just because people inside are making friends. This is the benefit of having a platform where people can actually make friends with other people around your community's idea, because they stay in it for longer. So it's longer retention. It's a larger lifetime customer value. And all these things are very important if you're trying to increase revenue in your brand. So if we just to recap and summarize what I've gone over in this short podcast. So you may have gathered an audience around your idea, your big idea, through creating content about that idea that's not about your product, it's non-product content, right? It's about your identity, your brand identity, it's value content. But they're not a community until they start to engage with each other. And so what you need to do is give them the platform, and a platform that gives you more tools to actually do that. So choose Discord or school.com or there's another, like Facebook groups. There's some really big ones at the moment, but there's a number of others. And look, at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is gather people in this community who are all like-minded in how they resonate with the idea behind your brand, behind everything that you're doing. And in that regard, they'll make friends and connect with each other. Because they, you know, we find people, we connect with people that often believe the same things as us. We have common traits. We have common personalities. We have, you know, common interests, like whatever it is. That's who we're connected with. And that's, you're giving them the space, it will happen naturally. So that's all for this episode of Street Cred. Thanks very much for listening. Look, this is part three of a longer series 5 parts in total. What I'm actually doing is I'm going to release an in-depth video series. It's going to be between an hour and 90 minutes, and it's all about how to turn your audience into a community. The first part of that series is releasing for free on YouTube on September 2, 2024. On September 2nd, 2024. So if you are interested in watching this series, a more in-depth version, I'm going to give you specific examples. It's going to be higher production than this. This is me just, you know, off the cuff, I'm talking about it. Then please follow my YouTube. It's just Elijah Delport. Search up my name and you will find me and where I'm at. Even if you like, you can search Street Cred Elijah Delport and you'll find me too. And look, if you found this valuable, you can trust that I post some other valuable content out there too. And one of the places I do that is through my own community for brand owners. So if you are passionate about running a streetwear brand, you want to network and mix and connect with other brand owners, please join. There's a link in the description. It's 100% free. I've even got a streetwear marketing course in there. Again, also for free. Like most of the stuff I do, it's all for free. So look, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. And I will see you next time for another one.